and you are listening to the Texas Standard.
Global pandemics have been regarded as great equalizers because viruses do not discriminate based on who you are, where you live, or how much you earn. Those are the opening lines of a new report by the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin and YWCA USA called America's Recovery from the 2020 She Session, Building a Female Future of Childcare and Work. The forward continues, however, the COVID-19 crisis has upended the egalitarianism of pandemics, jeopardizing half a century of women's hard-fought gains in the American workforce. Victoria DeFrancesco Soto is one of the researchers who's part of this project. Victoria, welcome back to The Standard.
Thank you, David. Great to be with you.
This She Session concept, of course, I think a lot of people think of the Great Recession. Are you trying to establish an idea that policymakers could perhaps use as a tool as they begin to think and talk about what comes next after the pandemic?
Right. So it's training the lens on who has been most impacted by this recession. So we know that the Great Recession, men were disproportionately affected in terms of layoffs. In this recession coming out of COVID, we see women having the highest unemployment rates, especially women of color. But then on top of all of that, we see women who were lucky enough to keep their jobs having to leave the workforce because they don't have childcare. We know the schools have been closed. Some are starting to open, but for the most part, we have virtual education. Childcare centers are very constrained. So women, as a result of this COVID-induced economic recession, are feeling it from all ends. And there's really a lot of worry that the recovery to get back to where they were pre-recession is going to be a long path to chart.
Interesting that we're talking about something that's happening, still ongoing, but you begin your report talking about women in World War II. What are the parallels as you see it?
Right. So David, there was this beautiful moment in history where the U.S. government acknowledged that women were critical to the labor force, critical to the war effort. And when all of the women went into the factories, because our men were in the European theaters, FDR signed the Lanthem Act that provided essentially universal child care, where in today's dollars, it would be the equivalent of $9, where you could send your child for high quality care up to 12 hours a day, three meals, snacks. When the war ended, so did this program. But I think it's very telling that when the government is focused on really supporting the labor efforts of women, that this can happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this report is finding when talking with young women, women of color, women with disabilities, women from all walks of life who have been part of the workforce. What are they telling you and your colleagues about their needs? You mentioned childcare, obviously.
Childcare is one of them, but let me back up, because in general, they are worried. They are worried that they can't make ends meet, that they can't pay rent, that they're not going to have enough to cover their medical bills. And granted, a lot of this public opinion data was before the onset of COVID. And then you layer COVID on top of that, and all of the worries we had before have just been heightened in this current COVID moment.
Let me ask you something, because childcare has come into this conversation several times. And I think a lot of listeners may say, well, wait a minute, isn't there something that is profoundly sexist about the idea that this issue of childcare should be saddled on one gender? How would you respond to that?
I would say I completely agree. It should be a partnership, but regrettably, we know that a lot of times that childcare responsibility falls on the mother, falls on the woman. But I think it's best to think about it in terms of family structures.
If women are on track to lose basically a half a century of gains in the workforce, do you see this project as trying to fill that gap or try sort of more restorative? Or are you thinking about building on the gains of the past? How are you imagining what the next job is for women in the workforce?
Right. So David, this is a white paper that provides context and research, but also charts out a tangible course for policymakers from the federal level to the state and the local level. And the great thing here is actually that childcare and future of work are two issues where you tend to find both sides of the aisle agreeing on the brokenness. Mm-hmm. So we lay that out in addition to all of the supporting evidence to take this moment of crisis, and actually build something from it that otherwise we couldn't have done without a moment of crisis.
So if a policymaker is listening, what should that policymaker be focused on if women in the workforce are crucial to our future?
It's return on investment. This is data that we have seen from research. We also know comparatively that countries that invest more in supporting their female workforce have greater productivity. We also see workforce training being a critical element here. A lot of the jobs that were lost in the COVID moment are those service industry jobs. A lot of those jobs are not going to come back. So how do we retool women in order to be engaged productively in the workforce? How do we train our young women who tend to fall off and not go into STEM fields? And this is the wave of the future. This is what the fourth industrial revolution looks like. How do we provide them those supports and those on-ramps to have a female future of work where they can productively engage in the labor force and provide for their own families?
Victoria DeFrancesco Soto is Assistant Dean for Civic Engagement at the LBJ School of Public Affairs. She's also one of the researchers behind America's Recovery from the 2020 She Session, Building a Female Future of Childcare and Work. Vicki, thanks so much for taking time again to talk with us on the Texas Standard. Good to speak with you.
My pleasure. Thanks, David.